The 46th Psalm. Psalms 46 this morning. The Bible says in verse number 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river and streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raised and kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Now that Selah means, what do you think about that? Amen. He said, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder and burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, seeing the difference. Seeing the difference. Now, as we look at this today and look at the Word of God, as the psalmist begins to write it to us, he tells us that God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. So that tells us who God is. It not only tells us who He is, but it tells us what He is. Amen. He is God, and He's a refuge, and He's an ever-present help. Now, if we just took that verse right there, we'd go to house shouting and praising God. Amen. Because we know who He is. But we see things here. One thing, we see the world, and we see the happening with the nations and the kingdoms of the earth. But on the other hand, in a different sense, we see on the other side of it is God Almighty and the armies of the Lord marching ahead, the God of Jacob, amen, the God, the Lord of hosts. So we know that we have a promise, just like Jacob did. He says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, what do you think about that today? I say glory, hallelujah, to a God that would think about us when He is making His plans, amen. I want to say this morning, contrary to what the devil may try to tell you and put in your head, you are in the planning of God today. God Almighty is thinking about you, praise the Lord, every day of your life. Hey, it's just one endless day with Him. Time has no meaning to God. He's always been and He always will be. But thank God today that God Almighty, the God of glory, praise God, the Lord of the armies of heaven, have you on His mind today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Take that, devil. The devil ain't going to like us this morning, praise God, because it's going to go past anything, any authority he can supplant upon us. But praise God, there's a God of heaven who's able to do all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we look at this today and we realize that there's not a whole lot that we can trust in this world. Amen. Not a whole lot that we can trust the world. We can't trust the world for our security. Amen. We may think we can, but we can't. We're seeing that all over the place. Amen. There's no security in this world. Amen. There's no comfort in this world. This world alone cannot secure you. The world alone cannot comfort you. But I want to say there's security in the Lord. There's comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's comfort in the Holy Spirit that'll move into your heart, praise God. And no matter what we're going through this morning, God Almighty is there with us to help us through. I'll just stop here and say, listen, today would be a good day, praise God, to get that blessed assurance that you don't have to go through it by yourself. There's somebody called Jesus that loves you and is here to go with you every step of the way. Because you need that security that the world can't give. You need that comfort that the world can't give. We need hope, praise God, that this world just doesn't have. Amen. If there's ever been a time that we need hope, It's right now. Amen. A time that you need hope and I need hope. We need hope. The church needs hope. The families need hope. Is in the day and hour that we live right now. Amen. We need that hope. We need that love. We need that. And the only place we're going to find the security, the comfort, praise God, and the hope that we need is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is the only place that we can get that hope. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know. You know, I've been looking and watching. Well, let's just stop for a minute and let's just start right here and say, you can't get your assurance. You can't get your confidence. You can't be reassured by the news feeds that you get little old bleeps of. I watch a lot of the news because I like to see what's going on. I keep up with what's happening. But I listen. I've got a feed where I can listen to a lot of what's going on in the nation of Israel. Because the nation of Israel is God's timepiece. What happens over there matters a whole lot more than what happens over here. Amen. And so I watch them a whole lot and I see what's happening. And I see how they're looking for something. They're looking for something spectacular. They're looking for a Savior. They're looking for a Messiah. And they're looking for it to happen pretty quick. So as we look at this, we begin to see how it's playing out, praise God. It's not just little bits and pieces that we get from the news media. And I know what we do. We get to watching these things, and we try to get a bit piece, a bit here and a piece there of good news. Yeah. Amen? We're looking for a little bit of good news, a little bit of something positive that we can get a hold of, say, glory. Amen? But we're not finding it in the news media. We'll not find the peace and the hope, praise God, that comes only from the Lord. Amen. In that, there's nothing consistent. There's no consistency. There's nothing that's deep and lasting in those little bits that we get here and there. Amen. We need something more substantial. Amen. I think the reason the churches are failing today and our spirituality ain't what it is because we're reaching and trying to grab a little piece here, a little piece of there of good news, praise God. But I want to tell you on the authority of God's Word that the blessed news, good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the Bible says will make you free. Amen. You want some news, praise God. Get you a copy of a letter from God and apply it to your heart and see what God does for you. It's not a little snippet here and a snippet there, but praise God, it's the precious word of truth from beginning to end. Amen. You realize this whole book's about Jesus? Amen. He said, well, preacher, the beginning's about creation. Guess who the creator is? Amen. In the beginning was the Word, Word was God, and the Word was God. All things were created by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Who's that? Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. He made everything. That means He made you and He made me. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And without Him, nothing was made. He said, so what we see, praise God, we need a consistency. We need a depth in our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's nothing consistent. There's nothing that's sustaining, praise God, from bits and pieces here and there. Amen. Can I have a witness? Amen. Amen. There's nothing, I say it again, nothing sustaining in the little bits of good news here and there. Now we get that from the Word of God. We get that good news, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. But it's substantial, it's lasting, it's enduring, it's forever. Amen. It's truth. And that truth makes you free. It gives you freedom in your heart, gives you freedom in your mind to realize, praise God, it's not about the little bits and pieces here and there, but it's about what we have in our heart, Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that makes the difference. It fills us all in all the time. And His Spirit of God is marching with us, praise God, everywhere that we go. The world that we live in don't understand that. They can't grasp it. So we can't trust the world, praise God, to give us that peace and confidence and sustaining hope that we need. Because the Bible says here, the psalmist says here that the earth, the people, the world is raging. Verse number 6 said, the heathen raged. Amen. He's talking about the nations as a whole. The whole world is raging. Now that means to be stirred up and shaken and unsettled. Does that sound familiar? Amen. The whole world around us, it's just stirred up. It's shaken up. Praise God. It's unsettled. I've never seen it this way. Now, I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he said back in World War I, World War II, praise God, we had the same kind of scenarios that was happening today. But praise God, I see it now, but I see a whole group of people in the United States of America are not founded upon the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ like we used to be. And that's why these people that's all around us in our families today that's discouraged and distressed. But praise God, I want to tell you this morning, we can see a difference when Jesus Christ the Lord is supreme in our lives. He comes in, He gives us a peace. He gives us a settled spirit in our soul that we can know, praise God, no matter what happens around us, that Jesus Christ and God the Father, praise God, and the Holy Spirit are in control. Amen. Through faith we believe and we put our trust in Him, because we're living in a terrified world today. We're living in a world that's in a downward spiral. Nations and kingdoms, praise God, are spiraling down. Governments are spiraling out of control. Amen. People's in places they oughtn't to be, and things is going crazy around us. And we have to wonder, you know, what is God seeing in this? The turmoil and the chaos that we're seeing today. Is it God that God is acting to this? Is He reacting to what's going on? Or is God just stepping back and said, well, if you want to push me back, if you want to stiff arm me, and if you want to hold me at a distance, I'll just step back and let you go, and let you go your own pernicious way and just see where you come out in the end. I want to say, listen, church, that's not the way the church is supposed to go. We're not supposed to turn back. We're not supposed to look back. I pray God, we're supposed to realize that we're not like the nations of the world. I pray God, we're a born-again believer. I pray God, we're a child of the King. We're somebody going somewhere. We have a plan and a purpose, praise God, to be part of the plan and purpose of God, that we can walk with Him and talk with Him and go with Him, praise God, to the end of this journey of deterioration, praise the Lord, till we march into the portals of glory with the Lord of hosts. Amen. Little Blake's enjoying this morning. Amen. He likes preaching. He gets excited when the singing's going on. Amen. But you get the preaching, I wish everybody get in like Blake and the preaching. Praise the Lord. But we see this thing just stirring all around us. And what we see in the end result, we see, Brother Jeff, we see an unsettled fear all over the place. People are wondering in their heart, what in the world is going on? Let me tell you what's going on this morning, Brother Robert. It's Jesus Christ the Lord. He's a moving, He's a marching. He's never stopped. He's never relented. He's never given an inch, praise God. He's always been God, and He keeps marching. And whether we march with Him or we don't march with Him, praise God, He's going to march on for the glory of God and the Father. Amen. He's going to keep marching. The heathen may rage. They may imagine a vain thing. The psalmist said it in Psalms chapter 2. He asked this question, verse 1. He said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? I'll tell you, young, it's a vain thing to think that we can go contrary to God and get by with it. I said, it's a vain thing when we think that we can go contrary to God and godliness and get by with it. Amen. It's time for God's people to rise up. It's time to say, if we're going to say we're a Christian, if we're born again believers, that we start living like it. Amen. I didn't say act like it. We're not actors. We're not performers. Praise God. We are to be the real deal. Amen. Praise God. Paul the Christ. He said the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. What a folly. Amen. What a folly in the world today to think that we can ever break away from God, get away from God and God and come out ahead. Amen. I won't tell you, praise God, if we ever want to come out ahead, if you ever want to come out ahead, if I ever want to come out ahead, we got to get closer to the Lord than we've ever been. We got to trust Him and ask Him for His help. Amen. I know every one of us here today, listen to me, we've been through tough places in the last couple years. We've been in hard places. We've been in difficult spaces. But praise God, there's a God of glory who said that He'd be in that space with us. Glory. He said He'd push back that darkness. He'll turn on the light and the darkness so flee, praise God, and that ever shining light of God will shine itself and illuminate, praise God, the darkness. Amen. Praise God, never forget that the Lord promised to do it. The Bible says, he that, verse number 4, he that sitteth in the heaven shall live. The Lord shall have them in derision. Said the Lord going to hold them in contempt. Said, ha! You think you could push me back? You could push me away and everything will be all right? That's why I wonder if God says, hey, let's, if you want to do that, hey, praise God, I'll step back and let you go. It's kind of like I preached one time at God Almighty. He said, listen, if we're on a boat and we're going down the rapids, He's got us on a rope and He's controlling us in that stream, and we get to a hard place and we say, hey, Lord, let's let me go. I think I've got this. He said, wait a minute. There's a rapid coming ahead. There's a falls up ahead. Somebody needs to help you. But you said, Lord, no, just let me go. I think I got this. And I'll tell you what, if we ain't careful, He'll turn loose of that lifeline. Praise God, He'll let us go our own pernicious way to end up where we will.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm preaching to the church this morning. You know where we're at. You know where you're at. You know where we need to be. We know the help that God has for us. Amen. Verse number 5 said, then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Amen. He says, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare a decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. I want to say, no matter what we do, no matter how we look, no matter which direction we want to go, God Almighty says, I love you, and my son's there for you. If you'll just turn to Him, if you'll flee to Him, if you'll run to Him, when the devils are chasing you, when the shadow of death's behind you, just keep your eyes on Jesus, praise God. He'll bring you out the other end, shouting and praising and giving God glory. Amen. When the devil has to flee, praise God, just flee to the presence of the Lord. Praise His holy name. Amen. Verse number 5 of verse chapter 46 said, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. I'm telling you, youngins, when do we need help from the Lord? We need help from the Lord right now. You need help from the Lord today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, not 10 years from now. We need, every one of us needs help from the Lord right now today. We need to trust the Lord. We need to ask Him to help us. Because God's people is what makes the difference. Amen. Because as God's people, now let's look at this, what the Bible tells us here. As God's people, He said, the Lord's army is with us. Verse number 7 said, the Lord of hosts is who? With who? Us. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of heavenly armies. Amen. See, we're looking over in these different countries and stuff. We're looking at armies that men can accumulate, things that men could to come in and make a difference in those places. Let me tell you, the army of the Lord of hosts, praise God, the army of the Almighty God is with us. Amen. Praise God. He said it's the army of the, He said the army, the Lord's army is with us. Amen. The Lord of power. The Lord of strength. Praise God. The Lord of all. He said, I have all power in heaven and earth. Praise God. That's the one I want to be on His side. I want to have the God with the power on my side. I want to have the God with the power. Praise God. I want to be a part. I want to be part of His army. Amen. Praise the Lord. But better still, I want Him to be part of my army. Amen. That's the defending me. That's the going before me, praise God. I want the strongest, influence. I want the strongest power I can get on my side. Amen. Hey, if you're picking teams, if you're going to play a ball game and you're picking teams, you don't get the little, if you're playing where you need some power, you don't go picking the pipsqueaks first. Amen. That's easy for me to say, wasn't it? You don't pick the little scrawny people first. Amen. Well, you might if you're looking for the fastest. Amen. But if you're looking for the strongest, you get those that's got some meat to them. Amen. So it's somebody that can help. Praise God. If I'm going to look for help, I'm going to look for it from the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about a warrior God, praise the Lord, who's always won the battles. And we want Him fighting for us, for me and you, praise God, because He's always won the battles. Amen. He ain't ever lost one. Amen. Glory to God. He's always won the battle. He's that Lord, praise God. He's the Lord of Jacob. He's that Lord, our refuge. He's that Lord of help. Amen. If there's ever been a time that we need help, it's right now. We need the Lord of help right now. The God of Israel, of Jacob, was the God of Israel, praise God. He was their helper. He was their protector. He was their stronghold, that place of defense, praise God. We need a place of defense because the devil's running rampant. He's trying to get into your mind and get into your heart and get into your life and get into your family and get into your church. He's trying to get in everything that you are about. But praise God, I'm glad to say that in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the God of Jacob, praise God, this morning, we have a stronghold and a place of protection where you and I can run into, praise be to God, and get help from Him. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. What a God we have. What a promise in the Lord. There's none other that can do that for us. A place of protection in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that stronghold. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how is God with us? He's with us all the time. When fear comes, and it will come, amen, it may not be right now, but when fear and controversy comes in your life, and I believe me, it will come, you're going to need some help. When tragedies, or when you're faced with tragedies, you're going to need some help. And what we have in Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us here that we have somebody who's on our side that we can speak to, that we can call upon, praise God. Amen. He'll be that prayer, no matter anywhere and any time, praise God. He said He'd be there with us. He'd be there for us. The psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble. Not just present, but very present. Amen. In other words, He's a God that come in make a difference. He's a dividing factor, praise God, where we are and where He'd like us to be. So what do we do, praise God? How do we do this? How do we work God in our life, praise God? We begin to pray. Amen. Sometimes you just got to say, Lord, I'm scared. Amen. Say, Lord, I'm scared a lot. I'm afraid, Lord. I'm fearful, Lord. I need some help, God. I'm undecided. I don't know what to do, Lord. You ever been there? Amen. We're living in indecisive times. But God Almighty is the God of decision, praise the Lord. We just put our faith and trust in Him. Amen. We said, Lord, I know where I'm at. I need You a lot. But Lord, I trust You. Amen. Because You are the Lord of hosts. You're the God of Jacob. Amen. You're the God, that refuge that we can come to. Amen. And so, Lord, I just trust You. And Lord, I pray, God, that You take away, You replace my worries, and You replace my worries with a strong confidence in Yourself, with a strong confidence in You. Amen. You see what we've done right there? We shift that worry and fret from us, and we shift it onto Him. Because the Bible says He has all power in heaven and earth. So we shift that power to Him. We shift the confidence off of us and onto the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, because we know that He can make a difference. Amen. Brother Bill, He can carry that worry and that fret and that fear a whole lot better than we can. He's more equipped for it. He said, casting your cares upon Me, your worries, your anxiety, praise God. He said, I'll carry it for you. And He said, just trust in Me, praise God. I'll make your load lighter. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to have a lighter load? If you know, with a lighter load, we can enjoy the Lord the more. When the load becomes lighter, God begins to move upon us. He begins to give us that of His Spirit. He begins to give us that confidence, a strong confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, help me trade that worry in for confidence, a trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, the confidence in the Lord. Not in ourselves, not in the government, not in anything around us, not in any people, but in Jesus our Lord. Because he's an intercessor. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. And soon as He realizes that we're in trouble, He's talking to the Father. He says, Father, you know what's going on down there. I know you see it all. And why don't you, and the Father says, okay, son, I knew it from the beginning, praise God. I knew You'd think this way, and it's on the way. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God's done a moving in the picture. Praise God. We can't do it, but He can. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He said, we need that strength, praise God, to persevere for the Lord. We need that encouragement, praise that that strong confidence in what He's able to do for me and you. He said, and in the Holy Spirit, said He'll bring that peace. The Holy Spirit brings that comfort to you. Amen. It speaks in a still small voice to your heart and says, peace be still. He said, it's going to be okay. Things is all right. Amen. He said, God knows about this. The Lord Jesus, praise God, He knows where you're at. At ever-present help in troublesome times, praise God, it's here. He said, don't fret, don't worry. Because God Almighty, He knows. He knows where you're at this morning. Amen. He knows the trouble that we see. Amen. And He's there to help us. He brings that comfort. And with that comfort, He brings peace. Amen. That peace that passes understanding, that peace that just overshadows you. And even though the storms are still raging outside, I was thinking about, I believe it's Wednesday night we was in here. And we was in here having service, and boy, it was nice and peaceful in here in the good Spirit of God. But boy, it was a storming outside. It was a pouring of rain. I mean, it was raining cats and dogs and pigs and frogs. But boy, I tell you what, glory to God, we was in here in the comfort and the protection. Amen. The comfort of knowing we were in the Lord's house. Praise God, and the Lord was in the house. And then we had the comfort of knowing, praise God, that we was in a place of shelter. In shelter from the storm. God's people, praise God, coming together. The peace, praise God, the comfort that He gives us, the peace that He instills upon us. And we know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, praise God. But we know that He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. So not only do we have His power, but He said His strength, but we also have His presence. And if we have His power and we have His presence, praise God, we have His peace that passes understanding. Amen. I was thinking, it's not why I was here preaching, boy, it was a pouring all around us. But you know what? About everybody here was just focused, and everybody was just feeding on the Word of God and the good things of the Lord, and we just let that go right on by. Amen. You see what I'm saying this morning? I'm seeing a difference when the world's a frailing and frantic, unsettled, praise God. There's a settled peace of the people of God in the will of God. Let me just say this, and I'm going to hush this morning. I'm going to close out right here. When we realize, praise God, that we have each other, Brother Bill.
Amen.
Amen. Children of God, loving each other because we love God supremely. Amen. We have you might say it this way, we have a loving church. Amen. Who loves God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Spirit of God. See, it don't bother me. Listen to me. It don't bother me when the Holy Ghost of God chastens me. When He tells me, Justin, that I'm going in the wrong direction, when I'm curving from the path, it don't bother me a bit. I say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I bow my head and say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner, and help me not to go down the wrong path. I have to do that every day.
Amen.
Now, you may be stronger than I am. You get up and you go about your way every day without asking the Lord to help you. But I have to ask the Lord every day, please, Lord, help me not to stray from the path today. There's things there that'll tempt you and draw you, that'll pull you. And we need to ask Him every day to be our strength, to be our stay. That's why not only do we love each other, not only do we have the church, but we have a fellowship of following Christ. It's a fellowship in that. It's a goodness, it's a feeling, it's a purpose, praise God. It's being part of the plan. Just following toward Jesus Christ where He'd have us to go. Amen? So it's God in us, it's God with us, it's His presence that we need to guide us in every step that we take. It's God with us. God with us in our prayers. Amen. God with us in the Spirit. God with us in the church. You know what's missing a lot of churches today? The presence of the Lord.
Amen.
The presence of prayer. The presence of praise. Amen. The presence of the Spirit of God walking amongst the pews. I thank God for this place He's given us, young'uns. where we can gather together and He walks with us. He talks to us. He comforts us. I'm glad that He gives us a place, Brother Junior, where we can see the difference. We can see the difference when brothers and sisters in Christ and the fellowship that we have and that we have in, that they have in the world. But God says that we need to go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Because the Lord said, I'd like to see my house full of people praising and worshiping and giving God glory. You know what that is? That's people seeing the difference. Amen. In what the world has and the anxiety and the turmoil and seeing what we have, what you have in the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. The one that made the difference in your heart. Seeing the difference. Have you ever noticed the difference that the Lord's made in your life?
Yes, amen.
Amen? You say, well, preacher, I've never really noticed a difference. Well, you ought to. If there's not a difference, as a fellow you say all the time, if there's not a change, there's not a chance.
Right.
Something as big as the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart. You ought to be able to see the difference. People around you ought to be able to see the difference. Amen. We ought to be able to see the difference in what God has done for you through the Holy Ghost of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's become your Lord and Savior. He walks with you. He talks with you. He leads you. He guides you. He's a very present help in trouble. We can trust Him in trouble because He's our refuge and He's our strength. Amen. He's your refuge. He's your strength. That's personal. That's personal. He's the ever-present help right now. We need Him more than we ever have, but He's here for us if we'll just trust Him today. Lean upon, not upon our own understanding, but lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ and the hope and the help we have in Him. Amen. He makes that difference. When we see the difference, He'll make a difference. And when He makes a difference, we'll see more difference. Amen. God Almighty, through Christ our Savior, makes the difference.